ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So we're going through the Brihad Bhagavatamrita and we're hearing about the travels of Gop Kumar, how he had gone to higher planets.
我们一直在讲述的是大伯加瓦坦甘露这本书, Gopa Kumar, 旅行到各个星际。
And we heard how, first of all, he was, by the power of the mantra given to him by his guru, he was able to go to the heavenly planets.
首先, 藉着他的guru给他的mantra的力量, 他去了天堂。
While he was in the heavenly planets, at one point he became Indra. He took the position of Indra.
当他在天堂的时候, 有一刻, 他就成为了天堂的Indra。
But he was not fully satisfied there, and while he was there in the heavenly planets, he heard about the higher planets above heaven. First of all, he went to Mahaloka.
他在天堂的时候并不满足, 他听说了在天堂之上还有更高的星际, 所以后来他就首先去了Mahaloka。
And he learned about life there in Mahaloka, and he saw how they perform sacrifice for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord.
他就了解到了Mahaloka星球上面的生活, 他们在那里会为了取悦至尊主而举行祭祀。
And near to Mahaloka, there's another planet very similar to Mahaloka called Janaloka.
在Mahaloka附近有另外一个跟Mahaloka很相似的星球名叫Janaloka。
And above Janaloka, there's a planetary system called Tapoloka.
而在Janaloka之上是另外一个星系名叫Tapoloka。
And Tapoloka is where the four Kumaras reside.
Tapoloka 是 Kumar 四兄弟居住的星球。
So Gop Kumar decided to go and visit Tapoloka, and he learned about how people on Tapoloka are all doing meditation.
Gopa Kumar 就决定去拜访Tapoloka。 去了那里, 他发现那里的居民都在从事冥想。
Gop Kumar was always anxious to see the Supreme Lord and to have association with the Supreme Lord. But on Tapoloka, everyone associates with the Lord in their heart.
Gopa Kumar 渴望与至尊主得到联谊, 可是在Tapoloka, 每个人都和他们内心的主在联谊。
So it was one of the residents of Tapoloka, a sage called Pipalayana, he came and he was talking to Gop Kumar about the advantage of meditation.
在这个星球上有一个名叫Pipalayana的圣者就过来跟Gopa Kumar交谈，给他讲述冥想的好处。
And he was telling him how the mind is the root of the senses. And if you control the mind, you can experience the Lord directly.
他告诉他, 心意是所有感官的根源, 倘若控制了心意, 就可以直接地觉察到主。
And he was explaining to Gop Kumar how When the Lord appears, that when He appears, when He manifests Himself, not everyone is able to appreciate Him and surrender to Him and accept Him as the Supreme Lord.
当主直接展示的时候，不是每一个人都能够欣赏主、臣服主、服务他，并且把他当作至尊主来接受。
Those who are devotees, they're attracted by the Lord. They appreciate all of His wonderful qualities and His beauty and His wonderful words.
那些主的奉献者们。他们可以欣赏到主的品质、主的美丽，还有主的话语。
But those who are not devotees, the demons, they don't like the Lord.
而非奉献。
They don't take any pleasure in seeing Him or hearing Him.
非奉献者，那些恶魔，并不喜欢主。他们并不高兴能见到主，或者是听主讲话。
They're always angry and envious of the Lord.
他们总是内心充满着愤怒、嫉妒、嫉妒主。
So when the Lord appears, he gives that pleasure to his devotees.And the devotees they enjoy serving him, performing devotional service.
当主显现的时候，就会给奉献者带来快乐和喜悦，而奉献者津津乐道的就服务着主。
And the Lord arranges different situations.To give pleasure to the devotees and to increase their ecstasy in his service.
主就安排各种境况给奉献者带来快乐，增长奉献者在奉献服务当中感受到的狂喜。
The Lord can do whatever, what he can perform even the things which are impossible.It's possible. The Lord can do it. There's nothing impossible for Him.
主可以把不可能的事情变成可能。对主而言，没有什么不可能的事情。
But those who are not devotees, they cannot appreciate these things.
非奉献者们一点也不欣赏这种事情。
So the Lord arranges.To perform miracles, things beyond the power of the senses, just to attract the devotees.
主会安排旅行奇迹，旅行在感官展示感官之上的力量来吸引奉献者。
So, we have to understand that the Lord, the personality of Godhead.Has inconceivable powers and energies.
我们要明白，至尊性格神手拥有不可思议的能量和力量。
And that's why only devotees can taste that nectar, can taste the pleasure of devotional service. Those who are not devotees, they cannot experience it.
因此，只有奉献者们才能够品尝到奉献服务的快乐，而非奉献者是感受不到这种快乐的。
So that's why devotees, pure devotees, they approve of seeing the non-devotees suffering and put into pain.
正是因为这个原因。纯粹奉献者就对于把非奉献者置于困境和痛苦当中，纯粹奉献者是赞赏这一点的。
Because when the non-devotees suffer, then it will help them to come to devotional service.
当非奉献者受苦的时候，这种痛苦就能帮助他们真达奉爱服务。
Just like there were two demons, there were two brothers, demons in Krishna's pastimes called Sishupala and Dantavakra.
正如在主 Krishna 消时光当中有两位恶魔 Sishupala Dantavakra 兄弟两个。
And they did a lot of offenses. They spoke very nasty things about Lord Krishna.
他们做下很犯下了很多冒犯，对主 Krishna 就是出言不逊，恶言恶语。
Actually, from their very birth, practically from their birth, their whole lives have been nasty and insulting Krishna.
事实上，从他们出生的那一时刻开始，他们就开始对主 Krishna 就是说出非常难听的话，侮辱主 Krishna。
So Maharaj Yudhisthira was surprised that somehow these two men they didn't go to hell.
所以，这两个兄弟俩竟然没有下地狱。Yudhisthira 大君为此感到惊讶。
Usually when people are very offensive like that, then they will get some terrible disease and they will go to hell.
通常而言，谁要是做出这种冒犯，就会得严重的疾病，然后下地狱。
And then when they're put into that hell and they suffer terrible diseases like that,then it makes it easier for them to become devotees.
当他们到了地狱，或者是得了重病、严重的疾病，他们就能够容易接受奉献服务了。
But somehow Sishupala and Dantavakra, they didn't get like, they didn't suffer like that.
可是 Sishupala 和 Dantavakra却没有受这种苦。
They were special demons.
他们是特殊的恶魔。
Because they had actually come from Vaikuntha just to take part in pastimes with Krishna.
事实上，他们两个人是直接来自 Vaikuntha， 参加主 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So the Pipalina, He's telling Gop Kumar, he said, of the nine kinds of devotional service, the remembering is very, very powerful. It's the chief, it's like the most important of the nine kinds of devotional service.
Pipalayana 说道，在九项奉爱服务当中，意念这种奉献服务是非常有力、强大有力的，而且是在九项奉献服务当中最首要的。
Because the mind is the king of the senses.
因为心意是各个感官之中的国王。
So when we use our mind, when we make the activities of the mind to remember the Lord, then it's a very nice offering, a very powerful way to make advancement.
当我们将心意的活动，意念主的时候，把这个心意的活动作为对于主的一种供奉，这就是一项非常有力的奉献服务。
When we do chanting, we only use the tongue, and when we do hearing, we're only using the ear.
当我们念诵的时候，只是用了舌头；当聆听的时候，只是利用了耳朵。
But when we remember in the mind, then that is more that's powerful because the mind is above all the senses.
当我们从事意念的时候，就是这种心意的活动是非常强大有力量的，因为心意是在所有感官之上。
And when we're able to fix our mind, to fix our mind on the Lord, on the personality of Godhead, then that's very powerful devotional service.
当人将心意专注于至尊性格神手的时候，是一项强大有力的奉献服务。
We can do other things like practicing cultivation of knowledge or detachment, but that doesn't give us such a good taste as what we get by remembering the Lord.
我们也可以从事其他诸如培养知识、气绝，但是这两个活动并不能给人带来像意念主得到的这种品味。
And the purpose of remembering the Lord and doing practicing this devotional service is that we will go on to develop prem, love for the Lord.
当我们从事意念这种修习法门的时候，就可以继续使人达到对主的神爱的阶段 prem。
Lord Chaitanya always taught us, Prema Punarto Mahan, that the goal of life is to develop love of God, Prema, Krishna Prema.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导世人，生命的目标是真达 Prema, 对 Krishna 的爱。
And we want to develop Prema, we have to control the mind, we have to concentrate the mind on the Lord.
倘若人若发展 prema， 必须将心意专注。
Because it's a mind which engages, which controls all the senses, gives direction to the senses.
因为是心意控制了所有感官，并且指导着感官的活动。
So if we fix our mind on the Krishna, then the senses will also act for Krishna.
倘若人将心意专注于主的身上，感官自然而然的就从事于跟主有关的活动。
So it's very important for a devotee to cultivate, to develop this desire to develop prema, love for the Lord.
所以奉献者应当培养 prema。对主的爱，这一点十分重要。
The prema that is is the means by which we can actually bring the Lord, the personality of Godhead, under the control of the devotee.
正是由于 prema， 奉献者得以把。人格神手置于自己的控制之下。
And we only get this prema by controlling our mind and fixing our mind on the Lord.
只有将控制心意，将心意专注于主之后，才能得到这种 prema。
So prema is the goal of life for the devotee.
对于奉献者而言 ，prema 是生命的终极目的。
Worshipping the Lord is good. Worshipping the Lord is better than just simply trying to practice religion and.Wanting to get economic development, sense gratification. Worship of the Lord is better than that.
相比仅仅是修习宗教、发展经济、从事感官享乐而言，崇拜主要略胜一筹。
But prema, to develop love for the Lord,That is better than just simply worshipping the Lord. The whole purpose of worshipping the Lord is to develop prema.
然而 prema 仅仅爱主 比崇拜主要更高级，因为崇拜主的目的也是为了获得 prema。
Because when the devotee develops prema, then he is able to bring the personality of Godhead under his control. Krishna, the Lord, becomes obliged to that person who has developed this love.
当奉献者发展起对人格神手的 prema 之后，就能够控制人格神手，因为这个时候呢，人格神手就会觉得感恩亏欠于这样的奉献者。
But we can only develop this prema when we get by the mercy of the Supreme Lord Himself. He has to give us His mercy.It's not by our own power that we can develop prema.
只有凭借至尊主的仁慈，一个人才能够发展起 prema， 而不能靠他自身的力量获得 prema。
So when the Lord is actually pleased with the devotee, then he can award this prema to the devotee.
当主对于奉献者感到满意的时候，就能把 prema 赐予这位奉献者。
And this is the greatest wealth of the devotee. This is the real wealth of a devotee.
这是一位奉献者真正的财富。
Because the devotee will experience so many different.Transcendental pleasures in that ecstasy of love of God.
因为奉献者在对主的爱的狂喜当中，就能感受到超然的快乐。
So this prema comes from the mind. It's the activity of the mind. By the activities of the mind that we develop prema.
Prema 来自于心意。心意的活是由于心意的活动，一个人才能够培养起、发展起 prema。
And it's by this prema that we are able to take part in some of the different pastimes and pleasures of the Lord, to be with Him and to play with Him.
因为 prema。人就可以参加主的消时光，感受到与主在一起和服务主所获得的快乐。
But actually, on this planet Tapaloka, the devotees there, they don't get that pleasure of taking part in the Lord's pastimes because they're just doing meditation.
但是在塔帕洛卡上面，这里的人们并没有感受到参加主的消时光所得来的快乐，因为他们仅仅在从事冥想。
So these people in Tapaloka, they can never experience the pleasure like the cowherd boys or the gopis.
因此，在塔帕洛卡上面的居民们。从来感受不到像牧牛童和牧牛姑娘所感受到的快乐。
We cannot experience Braja Bhakti, the mood of the devotees of Vrindavan.
他们感受不到 Braja Bhakti, Vrindavan 居民们的心态。
So then, this Pipalaya says to Gop Kumar, he says, well,He said, if you think it's too difficult to do this meditation, you think maybe it's too difficult for you to focus your mind and meditate like that. But if you want to see the personality of God, if you really want to see Him, then you can go, you should go back to Bharatvarsha, go back to the earth planet, and there you will see Him.
Pipalaya 呢就对格帕库马说，如果你觉得这冥想太难了，很难将心意专注，如果你就想只想见人格神手的话， 那你可以去 Bharat Varsha 地球去见主。
Yeah, on Bharat Varsha, Naranarayan, the Lord is there as Naranarayan, and he's living on the Ganga Madana mountain.
在地球上有 Naranarayan 居住在 Ganga Madana 山上。
So maybe Gop Kumar would be interested. He may probably be thinking that you should go there, or maybe I should go there. I can see him.
也许 Gop Kumar 就会感兴趣。我应该去那里来见主。
Because Gop Kumar, he doesn't just want that samadhi in the mind. He wants to actually see the Lord with his eyes.
因为高帕库马尔 不满足于仅仅在内心得到在内心萨玛迪当中见到主，他想亲眼见到主。
The people in Tapaloka, they're happy. They just feel the Lord. They see the Lord in their meditation. They're happy. It's enough for them.
在 Tapaloka 上面的居民，他们对于在冥想当中见到主已经感到心满意足了。
But Gop Kumar, because he's been used to seeing the Lord with his eyes, he wanted to see the Lord with his eyes.
而 Gop Kumar 习惯了亲眼见到主，所以他的愿望就是能够亲眼见到主。
So people Lina tells him, he said, you know, here on Tapaloka, we all do samadhi.We're doing yoga when we come to samadhi, and when we get samadhi, then we see Lord Naranarayan. We see him within ourselves, we see him in our heart, and we see him, he appears to us also outside. We see him.
Pipalana 就对 Gopa Kumar 说，我们呢是在从神定当中，在瑜伽的 samadhi 当中见到 Naranarayan 的，我们在自己的内心见到他，也在外在见到他。
Yeah, he, although we're meditating on the heart, he appears before us.
尽管我们在心中冥想他，他也在我们眼前显现。
So that's why Lord Narayan, that's why he went to do his austerities. He went to Ganga Madana. He knew that.We're not going to feel any separation from him, but we'll see him all the time.
正因为这个原因 ，Naranarayana 就去 Gandhamana 上苦行了，因为他知道我们总是在冥想当中见到他，所以不会感受到分离之苦。
So whenever they want, they can see the Lord. They don't have to have him.Physically present.
所以他们什么时候想见主都能见到主，不需要什么先决条件。
They see him by their meditation.
他们通过冥想见到主。
So Lord Naranarayan went to Earth planet and he's living there in the mountain. He's a brahmachari.
所以 Naranarayana 就去了地球，居住在山里头，成为真守生。
And he does great austerities there for the benefit of the whole world.
在山中从事巨大的苦行，来给整个世界带来巨大的好处。
And he teaches all the people of the world the importance of doing austerity.
教导世人从事苦行的重要性。
So when Gop Kumar heard about this, he was thinking, "Wow, I want to go there. I want to see him."
当 Gop Kumar 听说了之后，就想，哦，我想见他，我想去那里。
But then Sanaka is one of the four Kumaras. He said to him, You don't have to go there. Just see. He is right here. He's here now. And he transformed his body and he took the form of Lord Narayan Narayan.
库马尔四兄弟当中的萨纳卡就对格帕库马尔说，你无需去那里，你看主就在这里。他把自己的躯体变成了 Narayana。
Sanat Kumar's brothers were also there, and they all took different forms of Lord Vishnu.
他的兄弟们也在场，也纷纷的就把自己变成了 Vishnu 的各个形体。
Yeah, one took the form of Lord Nrisingadev, one took the form of Lord Yagneshwara, the enjoyer of sacrifices. They all took different forms of Lord Vishnu.
其中一位把自己变成了主 Nrisingadev, 另外一位呢把自己变成了 Yogeshwara, 祭祀之主。就变成了主 Vishnu 的各个形象。
One became Vamana Dev, the dwarf incarnation.
还有一位呢，变成了侏儒化身 Vamana Dev.
So they were showing Gop Kumar that just by their meditation, they can transform their body to the body of the Lord.
他们向 Gop Kumar 展示，仅仅是通过冥想。他们就能把自身变成主的形象。
So when Gop Kumar saw this, he became overwhelmed. He became fear. He was afraid. He thought, "Oh, I've committed offenses against you." He saw how powerful they were.
当 Gop Kumar 看到这一情景的时候，他就被征服了，内心产生了害怕的感觉。他就觉得自己做了冒犯，哇，他们太有力量了。
And he folded his hands and he bowed down to them and he prayed for to them to forgive him.
他双手合十，向他们顶拜，祈求他们的宽恕。
He said, "Oh, I've offended you. Please forgive me. I'm very fallen."
他说，我冒犯了你们，请宽恕原谅我，我特别堕落。
But they didn't take offense, the four Kumaras. One of the Kumaras, he put his hand on the head of Gop Kumar. And just by the touch of the hand on Gop Kumar, then Gop Kumar was able to go into a trance of meditation.
但是 Gop Kumar 并不，但是Kumar 四兄弟不接受他的冒犯。其中一位呢，就把手放到 Gopa Kumar 的头上，就通过他的手的触碰，他就能使 Gopa Kumar 就进入到冥想的 Samadhi 阶段。
And when he was in that trance, then he could see so many different forms of the personality of Godhead, different avatars, incarnations.
在神定当中，Gopa Kumar 就看见了人格神手的各个化身。
And even after he came out of the trance, after he finished the meditation, still in his mind he would sometimes see these different forms of the personality of Godhead.
即便在他出离了神定之后，也能在内心意中见到人格神手的各个形体。
So because Gop Kumar had been doing chanting on his own, he'd been doing his own chanting and meditation. His mind was almost perfect in concentration.
因为 Gop Kumar 总是念诵和处在冥想当中，因此他的心意几乎就已经达到了完美的专注阶段。
And meeting the four Kumaras allowed him to get the blessings of these great devotees.
和四库马尔四兄弟的会面，就使他获得了与他们联谊的巨大好处。
So, although Gop Kumar didn't really know much about what he was doing when he would do his japa, when he would chant his mantras, he didn't know so much about it, but he got a lot of benefit from it.
即便戈帕库马尔并不知道自己做扎帕他的曼陀的时候得到了什么样的在做的什么，但是他得到了巨大的好处。
Yeah, it was the chanting which he was doing, the japa which he was doing, was giving him the same advantage of many, many years of meditation.
他的念诵，他的japa，给他带来了许多许多年的和多年的冥想同样的好处。
So after this incident with the Kumaras, then Gop Kumar found that his japa had improved a lot in quality, became much more happy and joyful in doing his japa.
在这个事件之后，戈帕库马尔就发现自己的japa的品质获得了巨大的提升，他从自己的japa中获得了巨大的快乐和喜悦。
But still, sometimes his mind would think, mind would go back, remember Vrindavan, and he'd think about how nice Vrindavan was.
但有的时候，他的心意就飘回到 Vrindavan， 他就觉得，哦， Vrindavan 是多么美好啊。
So we're going to see now how Gop Kumar, he gradually loses his attachment for just staying on Tapaloka.
So 我们看到 Gopa Kumar 就渐渐地失去了居住在 Tapaloka 上面的吸引力。
Excuse me.So when he chanted his mantra, when he did his japa more intensely, that time he would remember Vrindavan more.
当他强烈的念诵自己的 mantra japa 的时候，他就能越来越多的意念起 Vrindavan.
He would feel more the separation from Vrindavan.
他感受到越来越多跟文达文的分离之情。
So sometimes his chanting, and sometimes he'd be chanting, sometimes he would be actually seeing the Lord in these different forms that would appear in his mind.
有的时候
Go ahead.
他在念诵的时候，在心意当中就能真正的见到主的各个形象。
But sometimes when he was doing like this, that he'd go into a kind of a trance, he'd fall like into a deep sleep.
但他有的时候这么做的时候，就进入深深的神定当中，就好像一种深度的睡眠。
Yeah, it happens when people are in samadhi, when they're in that samadhi, that the mind and the senses, they just kind of stop functioning and they go into a deeper trance.
所以在 samadhi 的时候呢，一个人的感官和心意就不停止工作了，他进入深深的一种神定状态。
Just like when you go to sleep in the deep sleep, so in the samadhi, it would become like that.
就像我们睡得很深沉的时候，这种状态就好比是 samadhi 的状态。
So when this would happen, Gop Kumar wouldn't be able to chant his mantra, and he wouldn't be able to see the forms of the Lord.
所以当这种情况发生的时候，戈帕库马尔就不能够继续念诵自己的 mantra， 也见不到主的形象了。
So when this would happen, he would lament about this, and he would think about going back to Jagannath Puri.
当这种情况发生的时候，他就会感受到深深的悲伤，就想回 Jagannath Puri.
But the people in Tapaloka, they would speak to him and they would comfort him and they would ask him what was happening, what was going through his mind.
塔帕洛卡的居民，塔帕洛卡上面的这些人就这时候就会对他讲话，安慰他，询问他发生什么事情了，他心里有什么想法。
Gop Kumar would be thinking that I'm very unfortunate, that I'm not able to chant my mantra, I'm not able to see the Lord.
Gopa Kumar 就认为自己非常不幸，不能念诵自己的 mantra， 也见不到主的形象。
I was thinking that maybe I should go back to Jagannath Puri because when I'm in Jagannath Puri, I never have these problems.
这每当这时候发生呢，他就特别想回 Jagannath Puri， 因为他觉得在 Jagannath Puri 是从来没有这种情况发生。
In Jagannath Puri, I can every day, all the time, I can go and see the Lord Jagannath in the temple.
在 Jagannath Puri， 他可以每一天时时刻刻的在庙里都见到主 Jagannath。
So people Laina and the other people in Papaloka, they could see Gopamar was not very happy.
琵琶拉呢以及特巴洛卡上面的其他圣人们都看出来戈帕库马尔的不快乐。
They would try to comfort him. They'd say, "Is there anything we can do to help you?"
他们努力地安慰他，询问能够做什么帮助他。
So the Gopkumar would tell them what's happening. He'd say, "When I do my mantra, when I chant my mantra."Then I go into trance and I lose consciousness and I stop chanting the mantra and I can't see the Lord.
他就回复他们说，他不能念诵自己的 mantra。当他在神定当中呢，他就不能继续念诵自己的 mantra， 他也失去知觉了，他也见不到主的形象了。
And when the people of Tapaloka heard this, they say, "Oh, you've become very advanced in your meditation already."
当 Tapaloka 上的人听到他这么说，就想，哦，就说，哦，你这么进步啊，你在你的冥想上面已经进步到这种程度了。
But Gopkumar didn't think that he was progressing. He thought, "No, this is not good. It shouldn't be like this."
可是戈帕库马尔呢不觉得自己进步，他想这个不好，我不应该这样。
He could not understand why they were praising him.
他不明白为什么别人还赞扬他。
戈帕库马尔 thought everything which was happening to him was not good. He thought it was just trouble.
戈帕库马尔想在他身上发生的这一切不好，是很麻烦的。
Because Gopkumar, and he said, naturally, he's a devotee. He said, man, he doesn't really understand the thinking of these people on Tapaloka.
Gopkumar 是一个天生的奉献者，他不明白这个 Tapaloka 上面的人们他们的思维。
So he didn't understand about what was so wonderful about.Going into the deep sleep, into the deep trance.
他不明白进入深深的睡深沉的睡眠深深的神定有什么奇妙的。
So Gopkumar's yoga practice, when Gopkumar would do his yoga practice, he would like to see the Lord of the universe around him. He wanted to see the Lord everywhere.
在瑜伽的阶段的戈帕库马尔，在瑜伽中，戈帕库马尔的心愿是见到在他四周身边能见到宇宙之主。
He would see him in everything, and he'd see him without outside of everything, also in all of his different forms.
他希望在一切事物之内之外，能见到宇宙之主。见到受之主的形象。
He would see the Lord everywhere with his eyes.
他希望亲眼，在能在每一个角落，角角落落能够见到主。
Sometimes you will see the four Kumaras that when they were in their meditation, during their meditation, they would also take the form of the Lord.
他看到呢，当库马尔斯兄弟冥想的时候，就变成了主的形象。
So this would make Gop Kumar very happy. He would feel great pleasure seeing them take the form of the Lord.
这就让 Gop Kumar 非常高兴，他见到库马尔斯兄弟变成了主的形象。
Because the four Kumaras, their meditation was so intense, and they were so absorbed in thinking of a particular form of the Lord.That their body would change its appearance and would take on that form of the Lord.
因为高帕库库马尔斯兄弟的冥想是这么强烈，他们专注于主的形象，而这种意念就使得他们改变了自己的身体的改变了自己的身体。
This is a special quality about meditation.On that planet, Tapaloka.
这就是在 Tapaloka 上面冥想的特殊的特点。
We see a similar example in this world, on this planet.
我们在这个星球下也见到了同样的情景。
Sometimes a little insect will be attacked by a bee.
有的时候有某种虫子就受到黄蜂的攻击。
And the insect is afraid it's going to be killed by the bee. It becomes very absorbed in thinking of the bee.
这个虫子特别害怕被黄蜂所杀，就一心一意地想着这个黄蜂。
And when the insect is killed by the bee, next life it becomes a bee.
但是虫子，昆虫被黄蜂所杀之后，下一世就变成了一只黄蜂。
The same way, people in Tapaloka they do the meditation, and they meditate on the form of the Lord, and their body transforms into that form of the Lord.
同样的，在 Tapaloka 上面的人们冥想主的形象，他们自己。的身体就变成了主的形象。
So this would help Gop Kumar when he would see this, it would encourage him.
那当戈巴库马尔见到这种情景的时候，就备受鼓舞。
But even when these things didn't happen, still Gop Kumar was always remembering. He was always conscious about the form of the Lord.
但即便没有这些事情发生，戈帕库马尔也总是想着主，也总是觉知到主的形象。
So in this way, he lived there on Tapaloka for quite a long time, and usually he was always happy.
他就以这种方式居住在 Tapaloka 上很长一段时间，他一般而言都感觉到很快乐。
Only just sometimes when he would remember Vrindavan, then he would feel a little sorry that he left Vrindavan.
只是他有时候想到 Vrindavan 的时候，就感到因为离开了 Vrindavan 而难过。
So one time, while he was living on Tapaloka,Lord Brahma came there, riding on his swan.
有一次，当他在 Tapaloka 上面的时候，主 Brahma 就乘坐着自己的天鹅座驾而降临了。
He was going to visit Puskar on the Earth planet. He was going there to visit his devotees.
他准备去地球的 去拜访地球上的 Pushkar， 去拜访他的奉献者们。
Lord Brahma is only worshipped at one place, and that place is called Pushkar.
主 Brahma 只在一处受到崇拜，这个地方的名字就是 Pushkar.
So when Lord Brahma wants to go there, he's going to visit his devotees. They're there in Pushkar.
主 Brahma 想去拜访Pushkar 他自己的奉献者。
So when Gop Kumar saw this Lord Brahma, he didn't really know who he was or who was Lord Brahma. He didn't know.
当 Gopal Kumar 见到主 Brahma 的时候，并不知道他是谁，他不认识他。
Lord Brahma is representative of the personality of Godhead.
主 Brahma 是人格神首的代表。
So he's very senior, he's the most senior person in the universe.
所以他是整个这个宇宙当中最资深年长的人。
And he was worshipped even by the four Kumaras.
甚至库马尔四兄弟也崇拜主 Brahma.
When they saw Lord Brahma, the four Kumaras all came bowed down to him and worshipped him with pure devotion.
当库马尔四兄弟看见主 Brahma 的时候，就向他顶拜，在纯粹的奉爱当中崇拜他。
So he has a very special body. He's never overcome by old age. Although he's the oldest person in the universe, he's not affected by old age.
他有一个一具特殊的躯体，虽然他是因为他不受老年的影响，虽然他自身是这个宇宙当中最长寿的人。
He has a transcendental body which is full of bliss and knowledge, Satchitananda.
他拥有超然的躯体 ，Satchitananda 拥有这样的躯体。
And he has a white beard, just to remind people about his seniority.
他长着白胡子，这个白胡子只是为了提醒别人他自己的资深。
He is actually the self-born. He doesn't have a mother like everybody else. He is born from Lord Vishnu.
他跟别人不一样，没有一个母亲，他是直接从 Vishnu 那里自我诞生的。
Everyone else, we have a mother and father.
其他所有人都有父母。
But Lord Brahma is called Swayambhu, the self-born.
而主 Brahma 被称为 Svayambhu, 自我诞生者。
Because he appears from the lotus flower, which comes from the navel of Lord Vishnu.
他显现于诞生于主肚脐上面的一朵莲花之上。
So, when the four Kumaras came before him,Then Lord Brahma gave his blessings to them, and he smelled their heads.
当库马尔四兄弟过来的时候，主 Brahma 就祝福了他们，并且就嗅他们的头。
And then he gave them some good instruction.
然后给了他们一些非常有价值的教导。
Taught them about.Just something about devotional service, about worship of the Supreme Lord.
和奉献服务有关于崇拜主，以及有关于奉献服务的教导。
So then he left, Lord Brahma left. He wanted to go to his place, that to Puskar on the earth planet, to see his devotees. So he didn't spend much time there.
之后呢，他就启程前往地球上的 Puskar 去拜访他自己的奉献者，所以没有停留很长时间。
So Gop Kumar, he couldn't understand what Brahma had said to the four Kumaras.
Gopa Kumar, 不太明白主 Brahma 对 Kumar 四兄弟所说的话。
But Brahma had given the instruction to the four Kumaras, repeated it a few times just to make sure the four Kumaras understood.
但是主 Brahma就把自己的教导重复了好几次给库马尔四兄弟，以便让他们能够牢记于心。
So after Brahma left, Gop Kumar asked the four Kumaras, who was he?
等主 Brahma 离开之后，哥帕库马尔就向库马尔四兄弟询问他是谁。
And when the four Kumaras heard this, they laughed at Gop Kumar. They said, oh, you're a coward boy, and you've come all the way here to our planet, Tapaloka, and you still don't know who that person was?
Kumar 四兄弟听完他的这个询问就笑了起来，对他说，你是一位牧牛童，你一路来到我们这里，难道你不知道他是谁吗？
Gop Kumar had been living on Tapaloka for quite a long time, but he didn't know who Lord Brahma was.
Gopa Kumar 在 Tapaloka 星球上居住了不短的时间，但仍然不认识主 Brahma 是谁。
Lord Brahma is famous in the universe. Throughout the universe, Lord Brahma is famous. He's the most senior person in the universe.
在全宇宙上上下下，他主 Brahma 都是闻名于世的。
And people on Tapaloka, they know almost everything. They have all knowledge.
而 Tapaloka 上面的人们拥有所有的知识，几乎是无所不知。
But Gop Kumar is just a simple coward boy. He didn't know.
可是 Gopa Kumar 只是一个简单的牧牛童，他却不知道。
Four Kumaras tell Gop Kumar, he said, that was Lord Brahma. He is the Lord of the Lord of all living beings.
Kumar 四兄弟就告诉 Gopa Kumar, 他就是主 Brahma, 他是所有众生的主人的主人。
He said, he is our father, and he is also the helps in the creation of the universe.
他是我们的父亲，他也帮助创造了宇宙。
He maintains the universe, and he guides the people in this world.
他维系着宇宙，他指导着这宇宙间的世人们。
And he is the highest authority.In the universe.
他是这个宇宙之中最高崇高的权威。
So Prajapati, the fathers of those who do procreation, they're considered very important in the universe. Prajapatis, but they're also under the control of Brahma.
那些 Prajapati 们，是这个宇宙当中负责繁衍的祖先们，他们也处在主 Brahma 的控制之下。
Brahma is their man. He also protects them, and he's the master of these Prajapatis.
主 Brahma 保护着他们，他也是这些 Prajapati 的主人。
So Prajapatis and the four Kumaras, they're all sons of Brahma.So the four Kumaras, the Prajapatis are like brothers.
Prajapati 们和 Kumar 四兄弟都是主 Brahma 的儿子， 因此 Prajapati 和 Kumar 四兄弟就是兄弟。
But Brahma, who is the father of Brahma, that is only the Supreme Lord.
但谁又是主 Brahma 的父亲呢？那只有至尊主了。
So Brahma is the highest authority in this universe.
主 Brahma 是这个宇宙间最崇高的权威了。
And he also brings the Vedas. The Lord instructed the Vedic knowledge to the heart of Brahma. So Brahma gives the Vedic knowledge to all the people in the universe.
因为主在内心教导了主 Brahma 有关于 Vedas. Hare Krishna, Haribo, Haribo,
Haribo,
Haribo, Haribo.
听到了吗？
听到
了。已经翻译吗？还没翻译。
还没翻译这句。因为主在内心启示了主 Brahma 有关于伟达经，所以主 Brahma 就教导这个宇宙之中的人们有关于伟达经的知识。
And he gives them also the different duties to the different heads in the universe.Tells them what their duty is to do.
他也告诉这个宇宙当中的不同的首领他们各自的职责。
Yeah, we heard in the fifth canto about Priyavrata. When Priyavrata didn't want to go home, he was in the mountains with Narada Muni. It was Lord Brahma who came and told him, you have to go home.
当我们听到了 Priyavrata 和 Narada Muni 在山中苦行不想回家，这时候主 Brahma 就来了，命令他你必须要回家履行职责。
So Brahma's planet is called Satya Loka and it's above all the other planets in the universe.
Brahma 的星球的名字叫 Satya Loka， 是这个宇宙当中所有星球之上面最高的。
And in order to go there, you have to perform your duty. You have to do your prescribed duties for 100 lifetimes.
谁想要去 Satya Loka, 必须要履行自己的职责100世。
And then that qualifies you that you may become Brahma or you may go to live on his planet.
这就是一个人能够有资格能够去 Brahma 的星球。
And then the Kumaras also say that in Satya Loka there's a special Vaikuntha planet. And in that Vaikuntha planet,There's a 1,000-headed form of the Lord of the Universe who always lives there. He's called the Mahapurusha.
Kumar 四兄弟就告诉 Gopa Kumar， 在 Satya Loka 有一个 Vaikuntha 星球，在 Vaikuntha 这个 Vaikuntha 星球上。居住着宇宙之主，有他有1000个头，他的名字叫 Mahapurusha。
Yeah, just like in sometimes if you go to Delhi, you know, in New Delhi, the capital of India, there's a place in the city of Delhi where they have the different embassies of the different countries.
比如说在印度的新德里就有不同国家的驻新德里的大使馆。
So if you go to the American embassy, you'll see in the American embassy all Americans are there.
如果你就去那里的美国大使馆就能见到美国公民。
Or you go to China embassy, you'll see everybody's Chinese there.
如果你去驻新德里的驻华使驻新德里的 中国使馆，就能见到那里都是中国人。
So same way at Satyaloka. In Satyaloka, there's a place there which is just like Vaikuntha, and it's like it's a spiritual world.
同样的，在 Satyaloka 上面有一个地方，就像 Vaikuntha， 那里是灵性世界。
And on that Vaikuntha place, the Mahapurusha is there.
在那个 Vaikuntha 的地方，居住着 Mahapurusha.
The Mahapurusha, he has a huge form with 1,000 heads.
这位 Mahapurusha 拥有巨大的形体，他有1000个头。
So, when Gop Kumar hears about this, then Gop Kumar is very interested that he will be able to see the Lord of the Universe.
当 Gop Kumar 听到这个消息的时候，立刻就很感兴趣，就想去见宇宙之主。
So, although Brahma, they said the position of Brahma is very special because Brahma, he's the son of the Supreme Lord, but at the same time, he's not different from the Lord.
主 Brahma 的地位非常特殊，他虽然是至尊主的儿子，但是他跟至尊主没有区别。
So the four Kumaras are telling Gop Kumar, they said, in our opinion, Lord Brahma is one with the Supreme Lord, and at the same time, he's different from the Lord.
Kumar 四兄弟就对 Gopa Kumar 说，以我们的观点， Brahma 他和至尊主即一即异。
And the four Kumaras say that the Lord assumes these different forms like Brahma and the Mahapurusha. He assumes all these different forms as for his pastime.
他说他们说呀，说主他变为了他自己的消时光，变成了主 Brahma 和 Mahapurusha.
Because we have to understand, if we say Brahma is the master, if Brahma is the highest authority in the universe, but the Supreme Lord is also living there, then who is the highest authority? Is it Brahma or the Supreme Lord?
如果主 Brahma 是这个宇宙间的最高权威的，但同时至尊主也居住在那里，那么这两个人当中呢，谁是最高的权威呢？
The four Kumaras, they say Brahma is the highest authority in the material world.
库马尔四兄弟说，主 Brahma 是物质世界当中的最高的权威了。
But he is the son of the Supreme Lord. Brahma is the son of the Supreme Lord.
但是 Brahma 是至尊主的儿子。
But Brahma is not a son in the same way like what we know in the material world.
但是呢 ，Brahma 又不像我们在物质世界的普通儿子的概念。
So we have to understand the relationship between Brahma and Vishnu by hearing from the Vedas.
因此，我们必须通过聆听《韦达经》，了解主 Brahma、主 Vishnu 的地位。
Because everybody in the universe is born from Brahma.
因为这个宇宙当中每一个生物体都是从 Brahma 那里诞生的。
So we did not see Brahma's birth.
所以我们看不见主 Brahma 是怎么诞生的。
He is much older than us.
他比我们年纪要古老的多。
But if Brahma is Vishnu's son, then we think Brahma must be under the authority of his father.
但如果 Brahma 又是 Vishnu 的儿子，那他一定就处在 Vishnu 的权威之下。
Yeah, then Brahma should worship the Supreme Lord.
Brahma 应必须要崇拜至尊主。
But in the opinion of the four Kumaras, they say that Brahma and the 1,000-headed Mahapurusha, that they're not different.
但是以四库马尔的观点，主 Brahma 和 Mahapurusha 二者之间没有什么不同。
The absolute truth, Supreme Lord.Comes in the form of both of them, both as a Mahapurusha and as Brahma.
绝对真理既以主 Brahma 的形式显现，也以 Mahapurusha 的形式形象显现。
Because Brahma has many of the qualities of the Lord of the Universe.
因为 Brahma 拥有宇宙之主的品质。
So Kumar, when he hears all this,He thinks, I have to go to that planet. I have to go and see the Mahapurusha.
当 Gopakumar 听到了这一席话之后，心里想，我必须要去见 Mahapurusha 了。
So in this way, Gopakumar gets ready to leave the planet, to leave Tapaloka, to go to Satyaloka, to go to Brahma's planet.
就这样呢，戈帕库马尔就做好了准备，离开塔帕鲁洛卡，启程去萨提亚洛卡、布拉玛的洛卡。
Okay, so we'll stop here today.
好，我们今天就讲到这里。
Are there any questions?
我们来看一下。
Gordon, 我们上周还留了三个问题，我们可以先回答上周的吗？好的，我先来看一下，Radha Priyama 的记，顶拜咕噜的莲花族，感谢翻译甜美的服务。当一个人的知觉得到净化，可以在他的内心看到主，这是否意味着可以做纯粹的奉献服务了呢？
When one's consciousness is purified, can see the Lord in his heart, does that mean that he can perform pure devotional service?
Yeah. Yes, if you see the Lord in your heart, that's pure devotional service. But it's not just only see the Lord in the heart, but we want to serve the Lord.
是的，如果能在内心见到主，就可以做纯粹奉献，但是不仅仅是看到主的问题，我们还必须要服务他。
We don't just want to see the Lord. It's not just seeing the Lord, but it's serving the Lord and loving the Lord.
不仅仅是去观看主的问题，还要去服务主，爱主。
So.People often say like that, oh, I see God everywhere, God's everywhere. But we have to show devotional service is based on these nine activities, beginning with hearing and chanting.
人们总是这样，经常听到人们这样说，啊，神无处不在，我能看到神无处不在。但是呢，必须要表现出来。奉献者呢，他们履行的是九项奉献服务，始于聆听和唱诵。
So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes the qualification to see the Lord.
在 Bhagavad Gita 薄伽梵歌当中，主描述了能够见到主的资格。
Yeah, in the 10th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Tesham satita yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam.The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamu Payantite. To those who are constantly devoted to me, and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they come to me.
对于那些就《伯家梵歌》的第十章十节时，对那些恒常以奉对我进行奉爱的服务，以爱心崇拜我的人，我给予他们理解力，使他们得以到达我这里。
So we see the Lord in our heart. We want to develop love. We have to see the Lord in the heart. We have to have some love. We have to nourish that love more and more.
要想在心里见到主，必须要有奉爱。我们如果要培养对主的爱，就要越来越多的去滋养对主的爱，想要培养这种嗜欲。
Devotee is always conscious that the Lord is in their heart.
奉献者们恒常的意识到主就在他们心中。
Therefore, we try to dedicate everything which we do for His pleasure.
因此，我们努力的将一切都奉献给他，来取悦他。
Okay.
好的。
下
一个问题 ，Hari Vansa Prabhu， 顶拜 Guru， 心意中见到主，具体是怎样的状态？是在心里冥想之前曾经用眼睛看到的主的照片或神像，还是在心意中冥想经典用文字描述的形象？
What's the situation picture of seeing the Lord in our mind? Is that we meditate on the picture or deities we have previously see with our eyes, or we just meditate on the words that's described in the sutra, the form that's described in the sutra by words?
Yes, well, seeing the Lord in the mind requires a more powerful concentration of the mind than just seeing the Lord in a picture or reading something and meditating on it.
在心意当中见到主，就需要的是特别专注的、强烈的一种冥想。这比起就是见到主，用。见过主的，见到主的形象、照片，或者是阅读到主，或者是冥想主，他所要求的专注度更高。
We may look at the picture. So how long is our mind focused on that picture?
我们可以去看主的一幅照片，但是呢，我们能将心意专注这个照片多久呢？
And similarly, you read a passage and you think about it, but how long do you absorb your mind in thinking about it?
同样的，我们可以阅读到有关于主的一段文章，但是我们能够将心意专注于这个文章多久呢？
So this process which was these people in Tapaloka, they were doing meditation.They had gone through a lot of austerity to purify themselves so that they could fix their mind and they could concentrate their mind intensely.
在塔帕洛克上面的人们，他们能够这样做，是因为他们经历了长时间的苦行，净化他们自身，他们能够将心意专注，并且强烈的专注于一点。
So there are some differences.
所以有一些不同。
Well, you know, these people in Tapaloka, their meditation was very intense, fully absorbed in contemplating the Lord in their heart, not for just a short time, but for a very long time.
在塔帕洛克上面的人们，他们的冥想是非常的强烈的，他们完全专注于内心的主，不是短时间的，而是长期的专注。
Our mind is very restless. Arjuna said he couldn't do that kind of meditation because his mind was too restless.
我们的心意是非常躁动不安的。而朱娜就说他自己不能做到这一点，他不，我们的心意是非常难以专注的。
We're from Kali Yuga, and in Kali Yuga we have many bad qualities. One is that we're always disturbed by the mind.
我们处在卡利瑜伽卡利年代。拥有很多的不良品质，其中像就是心意恒常受到骚扰。
So this process they're doing in Tapaloka is impossible for people here today.
在塔帕洛克上面的这种冥想，对于当今处在我们这个境况，处在我们这个。地方的人们是不可能的。
But we try to do service, just like you know we learn to do worship.
但是我们努力的从事服务，比如说我们努力的去做崇拜。
We don't just only meditate and sit and meditate on the form of the Lord, but we serve the form of the Lord.
我们不只是坐在那里冥想主的形象，而是去服务的主的形象。
We offer the arti and we do kirtan for the Lord and we cook for the Lord.
我们供奉 arti 为主 ，kirtan 为主烹饪。
So these activities are how we get our purification.
我们通过这些活动来得到净化。
By these activities, we're able to focus our mind on the Lord.
通过从事这些活动，我们得以将心意专注于主的形象。
But to just sit and contemplate the Lord in the mind is not very.Easy process for anybody in this Kali Yuga.
只是坐在那里冥想，将心意去用心意去冥想，对于在卡里年代的人们不容易。
下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题 ，Isvari Madaji， 顶拜 Guruday。有人说向 Guru 要 Prima， Guru 说得达到 Bhava 才能有 Prima， 请问 Guru 的这些品位都是可以向 Guru 要而得到的吗？还是通过遵守规范修行得到 Guru 的仁慈 Krishna 才能给予呢？感恩 Guru 的。
Ishvara Madhaji asked, somebody asked Prema from Guru, and Guru said you have to attain the stage of Bhava. The question is that, so the taste, so the people.To get prema, is that we should do our sadhana and first get the mercy of the guru, and then Krishna will bestow that to us.
Yeah, we say, you know, Bhava is the seed to Prema. So first you have to come to Bhava to come to get Prema. And Bhava, you can read the Nectar of Devotion. There are different qualifications to achieve to come to the platform of Bhava.
是的，要得到 Prema 呢，首先呢，那必须得经历 Bhava 阶段。在《奉爱的甘露》这本书当中，你可以阅读这本书，其中描述了要获得 Bhava 的资格。
Yeah, different qualities like utilizing every moment of one's time in the service of the Lord.
其中一项品质就是利用分分秒秒来服务主。
And having a very strong attachment to the holy places that's connected with the pastimes of the Lord.
对于圣地Krishna 在至尊主在那里上扬消时光的圣地，有着强烈的依附之情。
And always contemplating the different glories of the Lord as described in the different scriptures.
永远冥想着不同的经典当中描述的主的荣耀。
So the different qualities there.Which are mentioned in the I think it's chapter number 18 of the Nectar of Devotion, describes devotional service in ecstasy.
So, 我想是在《奉爱的甘露》的第十八章，描述了在狂喜当中的奉爱服务的不同品质。
We practice first of all Vaidhi Bhakti.We do devotional service according to the rules and regulations.
我们首先修习 Vaidhi Bhakti, 就在规则规范当中从事奉爱服务。
And following the different rules and regulations, then we will naturally awaken more spontaneous attraction for the service of the Lord.
我们遵守各个规范，自然而然的就会唤醒对主的自发的奉爱服务。
Just like in the beginning, we have difficulty to wake up in the morning.
比如说，一开始很难做到清晨早起。
But after some time, then we start to spontaneously wake up early in the morning.
过了一段时间后就会自发的清晨的醒来。
So the mood becomes more spontaneous with practice.
通过修习，就这种心态就越来越自发了。
And that practice will lead to the awakening of Bhava.
这种修习就会导致对 Bhava 的唤醒。
Main thing is intense, very serious, very committed practice to sadhana bhakti.
最主要的就是对于 sadhana bhakti 的非常强烈的、认真的承诺。
Okay, 下一个问题。
下面是今天的问题了。Gurmani Madaji, 您能看到吗？
我看一下，稍等，我打开这个外围。
那我来读吧。好吧，还我来读吧。顶拜咕噜和咕噜曼尼玛代吉，《博迦梵歌》当中第二章说，将所有感官用于服务 Krishna。才是控制心意的正确方法。那第五章当中又说 Krishna 知觉中的人知觉变得纯粹，便能完全控制心意，这样也就控制了感官。刚才您在讲课当中也说到了通过意念就能控制心意。 我的问题是，我们出席者是先通过做服务控制感官来控制心意吗？因为我们还没有纯粹的知觉，所以还不能达到先控制心意来控制感官，这样理解对吗？
The question that in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, it said we should using all the senses to serve Krishna. That's the proper way to control the mind. But in chapter 5, it said one in Krishna consciousness becomes pure and can control the mind completely. Therefore, can control the senses automatically. Just now you mentioned in your lecture that through remembrance one can control the mind. My question that for us neophytes, should we control our mind through control senses by doing service? The first part of the question that should we control our mind by doing service to control the senses?
Yes, we should control the mind by doing service. Because the mind will direct the senses to do service. So then we use the senses to do service, it keeps the mind engaged. So, but initially, that has to come from the mind, the desire to do service.
Yes. 因为感官处在心意之下，所以当我们用感官去服务了，心意也就控制了。但是首先呢，心意得去想去做服务。
So you use the mind to engage the senses in Krishna's service.
所以你让心意使感官从事于对 Krishna 的服务。
Initially, our mind is not very focused, but just the fact that the mind directs us to do some service that starts us off, that begins, helps us to get going in service.
这个一开始很难专注，让心意专注，但是让心意去指导感官，有助于使我们的服务继续下去。
So our process is, first of all, use the senses to take up devotional service and get purified, then we can fix the mind more.
我们的方法就是首先让感官从事于奉献服务，这样呢就净化了。
Then we, yeah.
之后呢我们就可以净化心意。
Right. Then the mind is more able to focus on something and to concentrate the mind. The mind will become steadier.
之后呢，这个心意就能够专注，能够变得稳定。
Yeah. Okay.
The next part of the question that because our consciousness is not purified, therefore we cannot control our mind by control the senses by control the mind. So is this understanding right?
Yes.
是的。下一个问题， Shyamasakhi, Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru。人和所有奉献者，我的问题是，库玛尔四兄弟他们那么完美，以敬畏之心爱着主，被主吸引，所以他们只能想到主威神，而他们没有像
温达文奉献者的心态爱主，品尝与主的爱心交流的绝对甜美，所以他们没有见到两臂的夏玛孙达尔的美丽绝伦的形体。这样的理解是否错，有没有错误呢？然后听咕噜队声音好像感冒了，祈祷主你心爱队友庇护咕噜队身体健康，一切吉祥。
是是，对，我感冒一点，就这样。So, yes, well, the four Kumaras, they said they're doing meditation, they're not doing active, they're not actively engaged in devotional service.
是的，库马尔四兄弟呢，他们是从事冥想，他们并没有就是从事活跃的奉献服务。
So, yeah, they're not as fortunate as the residents of Vrindavan. They're not equal to the residents of Vrindavan.
所以他们并不像 Vrindavan 的居民那么幸运，就不能跟 Vrindavan 的居民那么媲美。
They cannot enjoy Krishna's pastimes.
不能享受 Krishna 的消时光。
But they may be able to see the Lord in the two-armed form. They may be able to contemplate the Lord because there are many forms of the Lord and some forms of the Lord are two arms.
但是他们也许能够见到主的两臂形体，想着主的两臂形体，因为主有很多的形象，有的也是两臂的形象。
The Lord has many Ananta Rupa, he has many, many different forms. So they can contemplate the Lord in all these different forms.
主是 Ananta Rupa, 他有无穷无尽的形象，所以库马尔兄弟是可以想着主的这些形象的。
But they're not aware of the unique position of Krishna in Vrindavan.
他们不知道 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的独特地位。
Okay, 还有问题吗？
还有两个。
Hare Krishna, good day. 是这样，就是因为昨天还卡达西嘛，可能您还没有破戒。另外，我听说一会儿您还有博加瓦坛的早课，所以。我们还有三个问题，我想我们可以留到下周再问。您觉得呢？还是今天回答？
今天 Bhagavad from 8 o'clock。现在5点是。都是问题三个。
对，还有三个问题。
第一个是什么？
好，第一个是容马达吉，顶拜咕噜，顶拜翻译，请问如何区分冥想唱诵时进入三摩地，还是进入昏沉的念诵呢？有时我在唱诵 Maha Mantra 时，会念着念着，好像进入了睡着的状态。
So, yes, you asked what's the difference between entering into samadhi while meditating and chanting and with into deep slumber. Sometimes while I'm chanting, I would go to sleep.
Yes, well, we shouldn't think that our sleeping is samadhi.That's just our conditioning, our ignorance.
我们不应该想，我们睡着了是 samadhi， 但是我们受条件， 我们受到了条件限制，是愚昧。
Yeah. We have to stand with attention to sleep.
我们应该念念诵的时候专注，而不应该睡觉。
Chanting is real samadhi.
念诵才是真正的 samadhi。
Okay, so we will stop then, Sati. We'll keep the other questions for next week.
好的，
等到下个周。
好的，那我们留下两个问题，下周再问。有一位开心马大吉说，姑姑好像有点感冒了，多喝热水，用热水多泡泡脚，多出汗就会很快好了。
谢谢。
好的，那我们祈祷咕噜身体很快的好起来，然后我们下周再见，感恩咕噜 day 的讲课。
好，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna， 感谢
Hare Krishna， 谢谢 Sati， 谢谢姑
妈，谢谢 Sati， Hare Krishna，
再见妈妈 ，Hare Krishna。
好的，我们也感谢聆听的奉献者 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Thank you.